You know, the last couple of days we've been throwing around a lot of very heavy duty lumdish terms and chulin. At the end of the day, we're only learning really one sugya. That's the sugya, of course, of Rove. That's all. It just takes us a lot of things to figure out about Rove. So basically, we've been talking about Rove for the most part. We know Shabitla Barov, and the Mishnah told us that there are certain cases where Bitla Barov doesn't work. Albeit probably Midrabbanan. I keep on saying probably because I don't want to root it for the next sugya. But probably Midrabbanan. And some of the examples that Rove fails us, Midrabbanan, cases of various, the Kaveis, all those kinds of Dram Chashuvim, those kinds of things. Nevertheless, the Rishonim and Spatosis primarily raised the red flag in the sugya. Spatosis raised the possibility that even if Roe fails us in terms of Bitla Barov, but we can still bring Roe back to life by reformulating the question of the following. We can't say Bitla Barov when it's at the Bechosha, Beria, Muscabi, over the Chisornis are. But what we can do is we can say Hochan Barov. Namely, let us go over to this Tarovis, which is a pretty miserable Tarovis because it's not Bartel. Let's go over to this Tarovis, and not all that different from assuming that a piece of meat fell from one of the kosher stores. Let's assume that the piece of meat we're going to yank out is going to be the Dovra Mutter, based on Hochan Acharon. So Tosis says that is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why is that ridiculous? It's Chazan's things with the perspective. Tosis says, why is that ridiculous? Why is that not Shaykh? What's the problem? Come on, give me a word. Why can't you do that? Why can't I just walk over to the Tarovis, pick one out, and hope for the best? The odds are in my favor. Why not? Come on. If you can't give me the answer to that question, then we are in the wrong issue. Well, it's a Kavua problem. It's Kavua. Everyone's. I know nobody answered the question. Everyone got so startled that I even asked the question. We learned this for 4 days. So, okay, so Baraka is representing the unembarrassed Talmidim who will tell us that Rebbe, of course, the answer is because it's the problem of Kavua. Okay, good. Very good. Zolzan, we have a problem of Kavua. Now, we all know that this problem of Kavua, in this particular scenario, is only Midrabbanan. We know that for a fact, because Midaraisa, although there is a parish of Kavua Midaraisa, that we do accept, Arvlo Bakara, holding the drush of Midaraisa Kavua, this particular application of Kavua must be Midrabbanan, because Midaraisa, for one of two reasons, we've cleared the air of Kavua. Why is that? Because Chazark, that's Thursday, which is a chaz we did all week. No, why is this not Kavua Midaraisa? One of the reasons, either because it's bottle, that was the Rashba said, that the rice is bottle, so you can't have kavua with a bittle. What was the other reason? Taisa's reason? Because it's not nika, right? It's not nika, but it's not shaft of kavua. So we've cleared the emid rice. So mid the rabbanon, we have this problem of kavua. Good, very nice, fine, wonderful. Okay. So we just gave up on the idea of walking over to the tarotness and taking something out of the tarotness. But wait, maybe we won't do it ourselves. We'll say a lot of Tehillim. We'll hope and pray for what? It's probably going to be my Tehillim against my wife's Tehillim on this one. Why? Because I'm davening for what to happen. For a little mouse to come, to run over to the Tarovis and take it without me seeing. I'm going to close my eyes, so it won't be Tzachem Zavtes. So I want Pirish to happen by itself. And Baruch Hashem, it happened. It was Pirish Echad and Tarovis by itself. There was no Kavua, no Deraitis, no Derabon. It's got a thing hunky dory. And Tosis on the proof of an Alp said, well, what's the din? It's still no good. Why is it still no good? Because Tosis said, there's a new problem with Derabon. It's a Derabon square problem. What's the problem? Gzei Roa, Shemikach Rekavua. Where did Tosis dig this up from? Tosis wrote a second Zvach, and he said, Gzei Shemikach Rekavua. Then Tosis, in a half a line, made reference to the fact that even though 9 out of 10, that's a good line for the cigarette. 9 out of 10 times, those who don't know what I'm talking about, tennis kavua, 9 out of 10. So 9 out of 10 times, we won't even apply this gezeira. Why? Because when you're dealing with real kavuas deraisa, there's really no need to make such a gezeira. But counterintuitively, when you're dealing with kavua derabbanan, then there's more reason for concern, there's more of a red flag. So says to us, guess what? On the kuf is the kavua derabbanan, which we just said, because midaraisa is not kavua, it's not nika. So it's kavua derabbanan. Kavua derabbanan lends itself to the gzeir shemikach mina kavua, and that's exactly what's playing out on the kuf in our sugya. So Tosis saw this all. The whole Tosis is one line. The whole thing is one line. The Tosis, what it took us 4 days so far to describe, took Tosis about a half a line to write. That deraisa is no problem, and derabbanan there is a problem, and now there's gzeir derabbanan, gzeir shemikach mina kavua. Everything's disaster, and that's why the Mishnah says kulan wa. So Tosis put an awful lot of credibility in this gezeir of Shemikach Kavua. They were raising this flag with a lot of confidence. that there exists this Gzeira Shevichich Ben HaKavua. And Taisa had a lot of explaining to do, because we don't find this Gezeira in 9 out of 10 times, and they sufficed by saying, no, those are Kavod Yerais, it's Kavod Yerabon and Shev. But we, we're not willing to take Taisa's word. We went searching for other Rishonim who had a whole different version of what's going on. And we were led to, none other than Rabbi Tam, was quoted in the many Rishonim as saying, no, not you. That Gemara in Zvachar about Gzeir Shemit Kavua is not as significant as you thought it was. The Re thought that Gzeira is like the worst thing, the most serious Gzeira Drabbanan. It's up there with Muktzah B'Shalachah, like it's the real McCoy. And the only time it doesn't work was when you have Kavod Yeraisis. Rabbi Natam says, nah, come on, that Gzeir Shemit Kavua, it's so limited in scope. It's limited to what? Give me the limitations. No, give me Chazar, no. According to the Rashba, it's only limited to what? Very, very bizarre case of what?
When
you turned on the music, you made the animals dance, so you caused the bittul kvius. That's the gezeirah shemichah. Or according to the Rosh's version of Rabbeinu Tam, Kodshim, Zvachim, Briskim, I don't do with the rest of the world, I don't do with anything. So according to other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, that gezeirah is very, very insignificant. And therefore, it is possible that according to the other Rishonim, what may you end up with? If Piresh happens in our sugya, what may really happen? It could really be mutter. So you have boy valley, it may be mutter. The Mishnah state kula surin. What's the answer? Means the way it looks now is kula surin. Until Piresh. If it went Piresh, then we'll negotiate. As long as it's not kachur, which it's not, chulin. That's what we're going for. And if you didn't do it, it was Piresh me'atzmai. The answer will be enoch now be mutter. According to the Re, that's an answer. According to the Re, any and every case of Piresh in our sugya will automatically be also, because that is the set of Zvachim playing out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the nuances of Rabbeinu Tam, we are open for discussion to be master Piresh. But then at the very end of this year, we said, almost the end of this year yesterday, we invoked the Shitas Haran. And we said that the Ran had like damn a different picture. He had Kamech Yizuch Yimayra from all the other Rishonim as to how to read that Gezeir of Shem Yichach Ben HaKavua. The Rami linked that Gemara in Tzvachim of Shem Yichach Ben HaKavua with what other Gemara?
Psach.
The Gemara in Psach with Aftes. Because the Gemara in Psach with Aftes talked about a very, very bizarre application of Kavua. Rather than having me walk into the stores, the Gemara described the mouse running over the piles of Chametz and Matzah. And I'm watching video. Imagine this: what's going on? It's Erev Pesach, and I'm videoing this. The mouse is running. I don't know. And all of a sudden, I grab some of the gavol. What does the Gemara call it? The Gemara calls it kavua. It says, "Hayda teish chanuyas." The Gemara makes that equation between the mouse running over to the piles of chametz and matzah to the equivalent of me walking into one of the stores. So the Rishonim were scrambling. What do you mean? It's not the sahib. In one case, I did it. In the other case, the mouse did it. So the Ran answered, you're right, it's takanah the same. And therefore, the mouse going in is only a what?
Terabana.
It's only a kavua derabana. Minatari, that's not kavua. Minatari kavua is only when the Jew walks into the stores. And the mouse, or the goat, or anyone else walks in, that's not kavua. That's not kavua deraisa. That's kavua derabana. And why did Chazal make that issa kavua derabana? What's it called? What's another name for that? Is it the Rabbanu Pesachim Daftes? Oh, I got it. Gezeir Hashem Yigach Ben Kavua. And when does that Gezeir reply? Only when? When you saw it. And if you didn't see it, then it's not only not Kavua Deraisa, it's not Kavua Derabanan. So remember we said, according to the Ran, there were three derogas of cases. Real Kavua Deraisa is when the Jew walks into the store. Kavua Derabanan is when you saw it exiting from the Makom HaKavua, but you didn't do it yourself. And the case that's totally mutter is Piresh. That's why, according to the Rav, we don't find anywhere in the Brisa of Teisha Chanuyos any mention of a Gezeir Shem Yichach Ben HaKavua, because there is none. Because what does Piresh mean? Who's Piresh? What? Shalom. The case that the Brisa says is mutter. Piresh. If you walk into the street and you find the piece of meat in West Englewood, so the Brisa says, mutter, why? Why isn't Gezeir Shem Yichach Ben HaKavua? What's the answer? Because it was Piresh, and what did you not? You didn't see it. So what you don't see doesn't hurt you. There is no Gezeir Drabbanan if you didn't see it. That kind of Aaron. So we made an observation at the end of the shiur yesterday. We're just catching guys up a little bit. You know, it was a hard sugya this week, right? Okay, we're walking it through. Everyone appreciates what we took us 4 days to do so far. Let's knock it off in 7 minutes, okay? So comes we at the end of the shiur yesterday, and made an observation that all the other Rishonim were draying and draying and draying with this Gzeir Hashem Yikach and a Kavua, when it does apply, and doesn't apply, and yet apply, you know. Why don't they say the Rav? Because the Rav is so simple, the Rav is easier. The answer is because the Bali Atoysis, from the Ri, from the Rabbinatam, from the Rashba's version of Rabbinatam, Russia, everybody short of the Ran understood the Gemara Pesach of Kipshuta. The Gemara says, Osa Achbar Venoto, Hainu Esachanuyas. What did the Ran learn Pshat as Hainu Esachanuyas mean? So the Gemara says, Hainu Esachanuyas. What does the Ran understand that Gemara to mean? This is a what of Esachanuyas. This is not mimicking Esachanuyas. This is a what? This is a Gzera Durabon and Otu Esachanuyas. According to all the other Mishanah, what does the Gemara mean? Hainu Esachanuyas. This is the real McCoy. It's not a Jew who's walking to the store. It doesn't matter. Pirash Lefanein is up to Isis. What was the phrase Isis used yesterday? Remember the forward phrase. Neil and Asaf and Bacham Akvius, that's a deraisa. That's not a derabon. According to the Ran, that's a made up derabon. Some days didn't. Between the days of Meshabein or the days of Pesach and Leftes, decided to make up a Gzeir derabon and call Pirash Lefanein. Say, Taisus, ma pitom. No Beis Din made that up. The Rebbe Shalom made that up. That's Kavod deraisa. Pirash Lefanein is Kavod deraisa. So because all the other Rishonim took the Gemara Pesachim so literally, they couldn't go down the route of the Ran. But the Ran took on the world, took on the Ri, took on the Rabbeinu Tam, took on the Rash, took on the Rush. The Ran standing his own against all the Rishonim, that Pirush Sefer was on the Midrash. Now this becomes the background to the issue that we raised at the very end of Shir. Yesterday, let's pick up at this point. Now we have this whole clear background, hopefully, of Kavua, the Raisas, the Rabbanans. Let's attack our Sugya. The final touch. So Rabbi say, there are two dinim in Shulchan Aruch, a few short sifim apart, that at first glance are an outright contradiction to one another. The first din deals with the following situation. I have a piece of meat, and I don't know what the answer is in this meat. I have reason to believe it may be nevelim, may not be nevelim. I don't know. I come to the rabbi, and the rabbi says, tell me, what are the facts? I say, I don't know. So Suffolk, Mamish 50-50, so the rabbi thinks. So Suffolk, Nevela, what do I have to do? Sorry, what do I have to tell you? What?
Awesome.
Oh, sir. Suffolk, speaking their eyes, right? Speak a luchum. Have to ask him. I say, okay, I'm a cobble that, throw this piece of meat out. I bring the meat home, and the whole walking back from the rabbi's house, I'm thinking, how am I going to break this news to my wife? This was supposed to be dinner for tonight. And this is the fourth night of the day. We went for pizza. This was supposed to be the real anniversary dinner, and Aaron brought him a selfie piece of meat. I come home, tears in my eyes, put it down on the table. Little did I know that my wife also wanted to celebrate dinner, and she was more thoughtful than me. She actually bought two pieces of meat. I only bought one. I thought we were going to split it. Right? I thought I was going to eat the meat and she was going to have a salad or something. So she decided to buy two pieces of meat. And she was smart enough, like usual, to buy kosher meat. So she bought two kosher pieces of meat. And she sees there's one piece of meat on the table. She walks in from the kitchen with two pieces of kosher meat. She puts them down on the table. How was your day? My day was miserable. Why was the day miserable? Because I had a suffix of and went around the house and it's also... So he said, well, here's the good news. She says, the good news is that, but I bought two pieces of meat, and the rabbi said, the kosher. Oh, wow, phenomenal. We have three pieces of meat. Two of them are what?
Kosher.
Three of kosher ones, treif, right? So I, in my grandiose knowledge of Masechet Chulin, say, I quote a pasuk, I say, rabbi, it's in this week's parasha, what do I say? Matas. What does she say? They taught me in seminary that you don't say around matas, because why? Because it's what? Right? So we're mamish up the creek. Totally up the creek. Who's got the next line? So then my kid, who learned from a kind of the Aleph, he comes running in and he says, wait a second, I'm going to solve the world's problems. I'm going to solve the world's problems?
Six.
It's not fake, fake. Right? So just take out one piece of meat. That's mutter. and you split the one piece of meat. Why was it? But the snake's meat.
So we're not even sure that there's any piece of meat also here in the first place. That's Suffolk Yechud. And Suffolk Sheni is that, well, even on Tzad, that first piece of meat, the director never said it's Babel also. It was also the Torah Suffolk. How would I take yank at one piece of meat? Yechud, the snake's meat. Maybe the first piece was also, maybe it was more. It was also the piece that I took out. Maybe one of the two Mutarim ones, and therefore it should be Mutar. Snake's meat, everyone's Gevaldic, right? So look at this. This is like the whole Yoredeya family here. Fake of the rice of Humra, with Bittul Barai, with Chatikur of Iskabed, with Fake Fake, and the hunky door, right? So what's the deal? Yernisht. What's the deal?
So I told you yesterday, Shukhruch says Nisht. Shukhruch says it's also. So I'll tell you a secret to Machlaikis Rishonim. It happens to actually be Machlaikis Rishonim, whether this qualifies as a Fake Fake or not.
It's a Fake Fake, though. Why can't we just have all three?
Because when the three, you can't eat all three, there's no Fake Fake anymore. By the time you eat all three of them, you vaday violated the Suffolk Yisr. Right? Okay. So, it happens to be Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, believe it or not. Unrelated to this Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, a bad discussion. I mean, I don't know, it's the same people, but it's not the Shittosim or anything. It happens to be Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam. Anyone know where this Machlekes emanates from? Anyone know what the source of the Sugya, what this Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri is? Whether this qualifies as a good Sveik Sveik or not, this piece that gets mixed up with three pieces now, is that called a Sveik Sveik? Okay. A lot of circles there. Is that called a Sveik Sveik?
It's not Shelia.
Yeah, something to do with Shelia, but not really. It all has to do with the Sugya beginning with Sedas Beitza. Very, very famous Gemara. We spoke about this Gemara in the past. Remember about a Beitza? Anyone remember about a Beitza? Shadol de Biyantif? Does that ring a bell? Okay. So in the Sugya Beitza Shadol de Biyantif, the Gemara quotes a very, very cryptic braisa that says the following. If I have a Beitza, and I'm not sure whether the Beitza is Osir or not. So the braisa says, Sveika Osir. So the Gemara has a whole problem. What is the problem? Is it a Beitza Shadol de Biyantif? So at what stage the Gemara interprets Pshana Braisa, not even referring to Beit Shalom, there's another kind of Beit that's also. What's another example of Beit that could be also? It's a treifa, right? If an animal is a treifa, a bird is a treifa, and it lays an egg, so that egg is also. Not like that egg. Pasha's going to have Torah kidney that egg. Okay? So we have a Beit treifa. So the Braisa says, a Beit is a surah, i.e. a Beit treifa is a surah, Usveika Asura, and a Suffolk Beitza Strafe is Asura, but Sveika the Raisa Lachumra. Everyone knows what it says next line of Raisa? The next line of Raisa says, Nisarva Biacheros, Kulan Asuros. Anyone remember that Raisa? Name me a Rishon who made a big tool about that Raisa. That was Rav Abeitz's problem. That was the barrier problem. That's coming up around the bend next sukkah, back from 6 months ago. So the Braisa makes two statements. It says, Suffolk Beitza Asur. And again, for right now, we think we're talking about a Beitza Strafe. For Suffolk Beitza Asura, this Arba Biachay Rice, Kulan Asuros. Why a Kulan Asuros? Why don't you say that the egg is Bottle Barov? What's the answer? Who remembers from the Rav Abeizin days? Why don't you say the egg is Bottle Barov? What?
Period.
Oh, that was the problem. Because, Treif is not the Rosh Matirin. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about the Rechoshev, the Rechoshevimian, okay? All the different terminologies of things that may or may not be Bottle come to play in Beitza Dav Gimel. But, for whatever reason, Bittul doesn't work. So this is the presentation of the Braisa. Sabe Beit Asura, this Arba Biacheros, Kulan Asuros. Who would like to tell me how to read that Braisa? I just quoted the Braisa. Who wants to tell me two completely different ways to read this Braisa? Uncle and nephew are learning the Spreitz of Sugya together. Tom was teaching his young nephew, the Ri, Gemara Beitza together. We're sitting on the Shabbos afternoon learning this Braisa. And this Arba Beit Tam touched up the Braisa. Tam up his off. Listen to me, Yingala, listen, little young boy, little Ri, listen to me. It was called the Ri at the Ri Stas Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Whatever he called it. And Tam said to him, what language do you talk to him?
French, whatever language. What are French? So, polyvouan, whatever he said to him, okay? Un deux trois, what is it? My French. So he said to him, Rabbi Yitzchak, listen to me, listen, shout to the Braisa. If a suffix beitza treifa, it's a surah. If that suffix beitza treifa gets mixed into others, would anybody ever say kulun asuros? That's ridiculous to say such a thing, said Rabbi Natan. If a suffix beitza treifa got mixed into others, that would you wouldn't say kulun asuros. You know why, said Rabbi Natan? Because you have a snake sveika. So what does the braisa mean? What does this arva b'acheres kulun asuros mean?
You knew which egg.
This arva b'acheres is not going on case one. This arva b'acheres is going back on a what? On a vaday beitzas treifa. Says Rabbi Natan, there are two different stories going on in the braisa. The braisa starts to talk about a beitzas treifa, and he gives you two halachas. One is if you're not sure whether a beitzas treifa, then you have a problem. And number two, if you have a beitzas treifa, vaday beitzas treifa, it's time b'acheres kulun asuros. But if you would have a suffix beitzas treifa, shenis arva b'acheres, what would the din be according to Rabbi Natan? Mutter based on what? This way, Kumta read and says to his hating uncle Rabbi Natan. He says to him, "That's not what the braisa says." Statement number two of the braisa is a continuation of statement number one. And the braisa means to be madgish to emphasize that even though the original isser is only a suffix isser, af al pichin, the taros is not going to help you. Why won't the taromas help you? The taromas stuff is not part of the bechoshim. But the taromas won't even help you to create a sveik sveika because dos is nishkin sveik sveika. Says the Ri to his uncle, the Ri was mechadish this vort by learning Beitz the chavus with his uncle and said, no, it's not true. The simple pshad the Bryce is that poshut not true, that even a taros sveik sveika is not going to help you here because this is a what? And let's hear the phrase. What do we call this? What do we call this? What's the chisal of the sveik sveika? It's a suffix what? Something echad b'wa, beguf, the suffix echad b'tarayves. The two sveikas are not the same team. The two sveikas are so radically different from one another. Therefore, they cannot combine together to form a sveik sveika. That was the Ri's chiddush in this gemara. Beit Ben Tam didn't know of. Ben Tam didn't think it was true. Ben Tam didn't learn pshat on the brayso that way. So Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya quotes this din. Of suffix echad beguf suffix echad b'tarayves is being not acceptable sveik sveika, you have to know this is not muskim ben rishon. This is the Ri, because we pass the halach like we don't accept the bina tam. So yesterday, very very quickly at 2:28, we read the Shulchan Aruch together. We had bar mincha. So I want you to appreciate where this din Shulchan Aruch came from. It came from machlekes the bina tam and the Ri had a rishat and a braisa in the sefer beitza. But when all the dust settles, this is the accepted halacha, like the Ri suffix echad beguf suffix echad b'tarayves. Einay sveik sveika. This does not qualify as a sveik sveika. That is the bottom line, la halacha. And if so, now the second din that appears in Shulchan Aruch becomes incomprehensible. What does the Shulchan Aruch say in the next line? Come to Shulchan Aruch and says, no, who remembers? What does Shulchan Aruch say? What? I have the following scenario. I walked into a store. I don't remember which store it was. I walked out and I said, gee, what just happened? I wasn't paying attention. I was on the phone. Rabbi, what happened? Don't I have robe? And the rabbi says, no, you don't, because you have a what? Kavuah. Now, does the rabbi mean to say that it's really also 100% to a vada? No. What does kavuah mean? What does kavuah mean? It's not hospital. It's vada. It's called kavuah. That's a metzadami. Right? So it's Torah Sofi. Right? So the rabbi just passed it, basically what? So now, I go ahead and by mistake, this gets mixed up with two other pieces of totally kosher meat. But I can't tip it to Baro because it's a what? I have to keep on chazering. It's a what? T'chlich lu'z kabeh. So bitul not going to be kosher, it's not going to work. What does Shulchan Aruch say? No problem. Just walk over and take one of the pieces out and enjoy that one piece for dinner. You know why? Because it's mutter, because of what principle? Sveik sveika. What in the world is the difference between the suffix beitza that we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins like the Ri, that you don't say tzvei because it's a violation of the klal of sefer echad, the groups of echad taragas. What in the world is the difference between that and the principle of kavua, which is aser also b'tara sefer, that subsequently get mixed in, that the mechaber is willing to be makel to let you rely on tzvei? But what in the world is the difference between the two cases? That is the kasha. Who appreciates the kasha? It took us about 10 seconds to say the kasha. I have a feeling it went over some guys. Now it took us 40 minutes for the kasha. I hope at least 50-50 guys got it. Bro, kavua, somebody got it. 1 out of 10. Okay, 9 out of 10, hopefully. Yeah.
Can I give an answer?
You can try.
The Rashba understands the case of the Beitza as a different. It understands by the Beitza that first you took the Beitza, then you're recognizing it, and since there's a pause, it's no, you tasking on just that suffix, and then you throw it in, and then you deal with that second suffix, and therefore it's not a speak speak anymore.
There's something to what you're saying, but it's not the route you're going to go. I didn't say it's right, I didn't say it's wrong, but we're not going to go down that route.
It was right above the comma.
When?
Last year
it was right. That was a long time ago. I don't know what it was. Hang in there, okay? Hang in there.
What makes something a suffix beguf?
So, suffix beguf means we have a suffix about what the status of this thing is. We're not sure how suffix in halach, suffix in tzias. It's not a tarobis thing of suffix. It's not that we have three things mixed in together.
Meaning it's a suffix if the beta came from a trefa animal, or if this beta is the beta that came from it?
Any of the above, the pashtus. Okay, I don't mean to knock you off, David, too fast. Just hang in there, okay? Hang in there. Hang in there with you.
I'm hanging on.
The Gemara says this suffix in Kavua is kemetzal metzadami. It's not like it's a suffix in the goof. It's saying like the suffix of a tarovis, which is 50-50.
So you're
it is a tarovis.
You're a grunic. You're like the Vilna Gronik. Every... You probably don't say Baruch Shem Le'olam. You probably learn 22 hours a day, right? You're a grunic. Hang in there. We get to the goof. Okay, hang in there. The funny side.
And why can't I sell them the goof and sell them the tarovis to mine for sweet
data? Oh, that's going to be part of the answer, obviously. Okay. So if I say, anyone wondering why we're talking about this topic? I mean, shockingly, we've gotten way off course. I mean, this never happened. I mean, we're really learning to tell you some stuff, Kof. You know, it was, I don't want to say the word bad enough, but it was like hard enough to swallow. We spent 4 days talking about Kavua. We had no choice. We had to read the Taisa. What do you do? The Taisa is the page, of course. We had to read the Taisa. Three line Taisa. We can't even, like, take it. It's too long, the Taisa, so we can't even tackle it. It's like they're like a baby. You can't even three line Taisa. The only thing is that Taisa said, oh, yeah, Kavua, Xerish, and Kavua, told us to around terms. We had no idea what they meant, so we had to never take, not never, but a good way, take a few, 4 days just to familiarize ourselves with the ABCs of Kavua. But now we're done with that already. We've finished the Taisa already. We're good to go. Why am I telling you everything? Because I want you to get speech in the next 2 weeks. Well, what is the goal right now? I'll tell you anything. I guess I'm going to do a steer in Shulchan Aruch. What do you do? What am I trying to accomplish? Came along to Bach and said, I'll tell you the answer to the steers. The answer to the steer is very simple. The case of Kavua, that the Shulchan Aruch was willing to give you the green light and almost ignore this yisoid, how you say this, oh, somebody have roofed over and not being the same tzveika. A yisoid that has already been nishrush and klal Yisrael from the days of the Ri against his illustrious uncle. And the Shulchan Aruch bought into the Shittas Ri. He wasn't so worried about violating this klal in the siman about Kavua. And I'll tell you why, says the Bach. What kind of Kavua was the Shulchan Aruch talking about in the first place? How high were the stakes in the case of Shulchan Aruch Bach Kavua? You think the guy walked into a store? That's what you think Shulchan Aruch was talking about? Really? Is that really what he was talking about? I don't even remember what he was talking about. What was he talking about? I thought that's what he was talking about. Then, no, says the Bach, he wasn't nothing. If it would be real bona fide Kavua Deraisa, we would be bound by the limitation of Sabbath Yachav Aguf, Sabbath Yachav Aguf, we could never sanction such a six-figure. You know what, Decay? The only time we could let you get away with such a sex fake is, you know why? It was only a what? It was only a kavod derabbanan. How do you change a kavod derais into a kavod derabbanan? It stores. How can you transform what would otherwise have been a kavod deraita into a kavod derabbanan? How do you do that? Very simple. Who or what walked into that store? If a Jew walked in on his own 2 feet into the store, then and only then do we slap him with a kavod deraisa. If a goy walked in, a dog walked in, a mouse walked in, and I'm watching my binoculars, it's pirush lefaneinu. Says the Bach, we all know, everybody knows, that pirush lefaneinu, oh come on, don't take the Gemara Pesachim so seriously. Hai netesh chanuyas. What does the Gemara mean in Pesachim davtes? What does hai netesh chanuyas mean? It's a derabonon, otu tesh chanuyas. It's only derabonon. Vis-a-vis didim derabonon, kavuas derabonon, we're not so, it's a hits about labeling this as a not valid space maker. So for deraisa dikadinim, like suffik and chumra, but if a real bona fide suffik deraisa, if it would be a kavod deraisa, this would be a problem. And there really is no difference between sveikas of kavua versus sveikas of kol terakula. In the world of deraisa, suffik and chumra, suffik deraisa, taka is going to fail us. But in scenarios that are worse case scenarios, only derabonim anyway, because it's only pirush lefaneinu, it's not the real makoi, and we're not so serious, not so literal about Pesachim Daftes. We can do away with that equation, Pesachim Daftes. Therefore, Zok Tabach, Bechi Hagavna, we have a right to be makel, so to speak, that Sovagav Gusav is going to be an acceptable thing. So almost like relying on a bit of time vis a vis Kavua Darabon. And that's basically what the Bach is saying in the Jews. Rabbi Say came along the Shach and said, the entire premise of this teretz is assuming, is hanging on for dear life to who? To the Ran. Zok Tishach, nobody else like the Ran. Give me a Rishon who don't hold with the Ran. Let's hear more. The Ri for sure not. The Ri is Atosis, basically, without saying the name Ri, the Ri is Atosis. Rabbeinu Tam himself doesn't hold that way. How do I know that? Bimi Raya Brura. How do you know Rabbeinu Tam himself doesn't hold that way? Because Rabbeinu Tam, Bein Lufi Arash, has to explain away why there's no Gezei Roshem Higech Ben HaKavua. Da 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 da. But Rabbeinu Tam didn't say the Ran's beer. So you're holding on for dear life to Iran, and you're saying Taich and Estir Shulchan Aruch based on Iran, and you're limiting the Shulchan Aruch based on Iran. Says the Shach, I don't believe it. I do not believe it, says the Shach. I don't believe it, Chilav Yatsuf. If so, says the Shach, we have to go back to the drawing board, and we have to undermine that connection between the two Sveikas on the board. We have the Sofek L'chumra, Sofek, and we add the Kavua, in a sense, L'chumra, piece of meat. One piece of meat, we asked it because we had some kind of a Sofek that we don't know, and we had to just say Sveik Teres L'chumra. And in another case, we had to ask it because Kol Kavua Kebechza Mechza Dami. Now, in this case, we paskin, it's not an acceptable sveikah. But in this case, we paskin three things that it is an acceptable sveikah. By the way, this is a piece of meat and this is the letter samach. Don't get confused, okay? So in case you didn't notice the difference, all right? So in this case, we had to say sveikah l'chumra cannot combine with the tarevis because of the reis. So again, we're going to say the tarevis is not acceptable. Because over here, somehow Kavua L'chumra does, and that becomes the multi-million-dollar question. Just to fall back on the Ran and say, no, they're really all the same, and the rice and they're abundant, don't bother me. The Shach says it's not correct. There is something special, there is something unique about the nature of the suffering of Kavua that parts ways from the suffering of regular suffering of the rice of L'chumra. What is it? What characteristic does Kavua have that regular Sveik Derais L'chumra doesn't have that enables us to, in a sense, look the other way and create a Sveik out of it, something that would not be acceptable in other areas of Halacha? What is it about the suffering of Kavua? That's the real question. So unlike the Bach, who equated the suffering of Kavua with all Sveik, is it just bailed out with calling it a rabbanan and calling it a day. The Shach refuses to go down that route because of our tesis, basically. And bottom line, because the last 4 days of Shear, that's what ultimately is preventing the Shach from saying this beer of the Bach. Okay, you reject the Bach as one thing, so what's your beer? Says the Shach, I'll tell you what my beer is. There's something very, very funny about Kavua. Very, very strange about Kavua. Very, very, I'm going to say the word, mechudish about Kavua. Kavua falls into that unique category of halacha that's called the chiddush. Now, everybody say this is not the first time this year we've discovered the concept of a chiddush. A chiddush is something that is so bizarre, it's so strange, it doesn't meet any of the regular rules and regulations of halacha. The basic assumption of the entire world of halacha is that there's a pattern, there's a method to what's going on, things make sense. You can derive basically rules of Shabbos from Kashrus. It's all kind of working within the same pattern. Kulam Nitnamur Echad, the Rebbeinu Shem gave us all the Torah, and we can pretty much, if we understand the Mematzinos and the Yinaz, and understand how to derive one from another, we can figure out pretty much how to derive one halacha from another. Every once in a while, we bump into a brick wall, we come to the realization, this doesn't fit the pattern. So you have two approaches. There's the epikoshish approach, and then there's the correct approach. So we're not going to give credibility to the epikoshish approach. We'll leave that to other people. But the correct approach is to say, to throw our hands up and say, Ani ma'amin b'muna shlema, she'ezos ha'teire, hi'a nesu l'mashavein l'mashalom, I believe in Amikus HaTorah. I said Yigdal on Friday night. I believe in the whole story, right? Torah, Sebeth, Masorah, Aliyah, I'm okay. Well, yeah, I believe in it. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, part of the world of Torah is to come to the realization. Some things that don't make sense to you. Not as a Cheft of Torah doesn't make sense. You as a Gavra, not a Shaykh, understand me. Now, the Rebbeinu created us with certain mental abilities and certain things we can't have. There are certain things we just don't have the kelim to understand. It's kind of the way it is. I mean, I'd like to be embarrassed about different people. Let's say Marshall, you have someone he's able to do nuclear physics problems in his mind. I can't do that. That's just my brain cells just don't work that way. So even the smartest of the smartest people, whether they're Einstein, Mahavdal, or Chaim, whoever you think is smarter, right? We spoke about that earlier this year. So there are even things you're Chaim. Couldn't be Tavis. There are things the building on. Couldn't be Tavis. Not embarrassment. Meshavim could have been done this. Moshe says, "Bar Mitesha Sharabita," but Shachem is his middle momentum. The Roshom did not give him the physical, the ability to be mastered certain concepts. Even Meshavim, there's certain things the Roshom kept away even from Meshavim. So that's okay. Shlomo Melech, Chacham Kolodav, couldn't wrap his hands around why is it that Paradum was Mitaris Tatvayim, Mitaris Tatvayim. He just couldn't figure it out. He couldn't figure it out. That's the way it is. So what do you do? What do you do when you bump into one of these kinds of halachas of chiddush? So the world of chiddush has a set of halachas that govern it. There are things, part of the beat that I'm telling you, is when you bump into one of these halachas of chiddush, you have to be very, very careful how you deal with it. One thing you cannot do with it is do what? We spoke about this for great detail. What can you not do with it? You cannot extrapolate to other areas of halacha, because by the very definition, you can only extrapolate what you understand. If you don't understand it, how can you possibly extrapolate it? So the Torah is putting in its own box, locking the doors on, saying, don't budge. Kiddush lo yafin. We're going to hopefully talk about this. We get to Daf Kuf Ches in a while. Don't even dream we're going to cover another seven lot. We're going to skip. But the message is Daf Kuf Ches. So the way we're going, if we went down the line, it would take us till 3 years from now. Just in time you guys get smicha. So we're going to see that, and the Gemara we spoke about, we know this Gemara already, but Bas B'Cholav, right? Bas B'Cholav is a Chiddush. And the whole discussion about, when you have a Chiddush, you be down a Chiddush from Afreya. A whole other discussion. Anyone remember that discussion? It is over, the Bayer Rava, right? Rings a bell. Baruba, we spoke about that a few years ago, okay? So Chiddush is its own world of Torah. Now, it's not always so easy to figure out whether we have a chiddush. And believe it or not, you can actually have a machloikas tomorrow whether a given halacha is a chiddush or not. Haraya, I think we've learned this once or twice this year. What's a very important halacha that we're not even sure it's a chiddush? Bas b'cholov. Abaye says not a chiddush, and therefore Abaye said you can extrapolate, and therefore Abaye saw in the world of bas b'cholov. The mocha for what? Just in case you don't remember. What? Who said? Tam Gifer. Rabbi said no. Chiddush is a chiddush loyafinun. And Abaye said, what do you mean? It's not a chiddush. It is a chiddush. And even if it's a chiddush, we're not even sure what makes it a chiddush. Remember, itar lekul yom. What we're talking about back in daf kuf ches. Okay. So it's not always so simple even to define something as a chiddush. But I can tell you what's a chiddush, Melishim Sofik. Out of any latest of Sofik that Kavu is a chiddush. You know how I know it? Because Reb Chaim told me he didn't understand it. Reb Chaim didn't understand that it's a chiddush. That's good enough. Okay? So Kavu is a chiddush. And we show you it's a chiddush. The Ran says it's a chiddush. Comes the Shach and says, he follows with it's a chiddush. It's a gemurdy chiddush. And as such, we have a rule. You know what the rule is? The rule is Ein Chaboy El Chiddushay. And that rule works Bein L'Kulu Bein L'Chumru. Namely, the Chiddush HaTorah was, if you walk into a store, nine kosher stores, one chair, so you walk in, you don't know which one you walked into, and you walked out, and now you have a piece of meat, and you're scratching your head and saying, Rabbi, can you eat the meat? And the answer is, no, you cannot. Rabbi, that doesn't make any sense. It's a 90% chance I can eat it. The Rabbi says, you're right, you can't eat it. Why? Chiddush HaTorah. That's it. That's all there is. There ain't no more. That is Masha Asra HaTorah. Al zeh gazra d'ribehen gazra chokhmas ha-beri yisbarach, that you cannot eat that piece of meat. But the minute you change the facts, teeny bit, and I'm no longer coming and asking the Rav, can I eat this piece of meat? I've thrown in another factor into this equation. I've thrown something new into the children. What did I throw in? I'm not asking, can I eat this piece of meat anymore? This piece of meat got mixed up with what? With two other pieces of meat. Rabbi, I'm asking, I don't need all three. Can I take one piece of meat out of this? The rabbi says, wait a second, one second, Ooh, bitul barayv. No, bitul barayv. You know why? Why not? Why no bitul barayv? When you have to be like a rock, possibly go through the shiloh. People are scabbing. Then the rub takes two pieces. Forget the rub. Scratch. 0-4. Next pitch. It should be looked at the meat based on what?
Ochan achar.
What's the other possible reason we might have to eat one of these of meat? Six acre, right? What does the rabbi think? He's really on the ball. What does he do? What does he start to think about? Yes, six acre, yes, six acre. Remembers it's much like a Shabbat Tam and Nari back in Beit Zedav Gimel, and you remember the passage of Shulchan Aruch. You can't. So what does the rabbi say? Aser Safek Yechad what? The group said Avatar Rebbe. Over two. So Bittul Baro failed me. Sveik Sveika failed me. It's 0-2. 0-2. Pitch comes in. Nice. Smash it up into the stands. No. How'd that happen? I have a right to say as follows. You can eat it. You know why? Because the Chiddush HaTorah Kavua was only said on the piece of meat itself. The minute something else comes into the picture, even though it's not enough to create Zvek Sveika, but to re-pull that Zvek Sveika out from under me. Remember the first pitch? The second pitch was a strike. So to be mocked at this, to the regular rules of Zvek Sveika, I don't think I can do it. I can't invoke super stuff to ask and call it Zvek Sveika and call it that. I can't say show you the Fidal and call it that. I can't do it. But what I can do is say, this is not the Tzura Yisur Kavua. This is not the imagery of Kavua anymore. This is Kavua plus something else. There's a new variable in the case. New variable? It's not Dumya to the original picture of the Rabbi Shalom of Kavua. This is Nish, the Chiddush of Kavua. Once the Chiddush Kavua falls by the wayside, this is Nish Kavua anymore. Once it's Nish Kavua, what's the ultimate matir for eating this piece of meat? You won't believe it. Point to be a pasuk in Chumash that's matir be eating this meat. What is it? Avraham Matis. Never learned Pashim Shri. You remember Rabbi Sevin this weekend? Avraham Matis. Every rov is good unless it's undone by Kavua. If Kavua unravels itself because Eim Chavol Chedushai, this is missing some of the criteria of being Kavua because it's not the original image of Kavua. It's other factors have been superimposed in this case. Thus is Nish Kavua Amar Batayra. when it's nishkevu mitayra, then it falls back on the good old days of Rav. And Achrei Mahatas comes riding in, and it scores, hits a home run for me. Zoi shteik in shach. Everyone read the shach? Everyone understood? Everyone understood the shach when you read it? Gevaldik, murdered, you guys, zoi shteik in shach. So the goal of the shach was to show you that the two cases, regular, plain, simple sveik l'chumra, and the suffering kavur l'chumra, are not the same. The shach succeeded by pointing out that this is a regular din ragil, and therefore we have to treat it with the regular rules of din ragilim, and the only din ragil that could possibly save the day is a sveik sveika, which the Re pulled away from us. Kavua is a chiddush, and therefore it's not really the same, and therefore you don't need the regular rules and regulations. You don't need the limitations of sveik sveika. Just throw anything into the mix to make it a little, no pun intended, make it a little bit different, a wee bit different. Oi, this is ois kavua, and you're good to go with the rave. So the shach accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. He broke that equation between the suffering of kavua and the suffering of regular sveik luchoma. That was the gallus of the shach. Kum to goin, comes the Vilna Gaon. I didn't think I put the Gaon on the Mam Kavus, did I? Okay. I had Rachman said it. Comes the Gra, the Ruach Kotshei, and he says, I'm going to tell you why the equation is broken, and I don't have to fall back on Chidushim. I don't need that. The reason why Kavua parts ways from regular Sveikul Chumra, you do not have to put Kavua into such a box. There's a much simpler theory, simpler approach. Says the Gaon, you have to go back to the drawing board. This is Gra, vintage Gra. Gra says, if you want to know why a given halacha doesn't apply in this unique case, don't focus on this unique case. What do you have to do? It's like Lomdus 8, Lomdus 101. You have to understand what the nature of that halacha was in the first place. If you understand what the nature of that din was in the first place, then you understand when it does, when it doesn't apply. What is that din that I'm talking about? What is the din that is not doesn't seem to apply in the case of Kavua? What din are we talking about? What's the name of the din that applies here by Sveikas L'chumra, doesn't apply by Kavua L'chumra, that results in this box being Osir and this Sveika being Mutter? What is the din that's in question? Safik Yechab Aguf, Safik Yechab Aguf. Again, Ravina Tam is not for sure anymore, because he told his nephew that there's no such din. He read the Brayos differently, but we have accepted the Shitas Ari has become the conventional halacha at this point. So for the last 800 years, everybody has thought there is such a rule called not a Sveik Sveika. It's just not a good Sveik Sveika. This was the contribution of the Ari. This was his reading of the Gemara and the Eitzah. This is accepted by the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Mabaya. What is the problem of a Sabkech Beguf and Sabkech Beteravis? What's the problem? Why does it fail us? Someone want to give me an example of a Sveik Sveika that is good? I've been spending an hour and a half to tell you Sveik Sveika that are no good. Can I just give off, rattle off the top of their head, a Sveik Sveika that is good? Come on, you have so many to choose from. All of maybe one. That's a good place to start. It's the only place to buy it. Tzuvah's up to ask someone else. No, come on, who's got the case, right? Come on, who remembers? Tzuvah's up to ask. Come on, how about Pesach Masuch Masasi, right? So the guy comes forward the day after the wedding, he says that his wife was Mizana. And by saying so, he's basically saying she's a Surah Labayla. So we turn around and say, even if he's right, she's still Mutaris. Why? Because, first of all, we have no way of knowing whether she was Mizana Baratz and a bonus. So if it was bonus, she's for sure Mutaris. And even though it's sad that it's Baratzon, who said she was married? Maybe she was Mizana 6 months ago, 6 years ago, maybe before she became an Arusa. So what does the Gemara say? Sveik Sveika! Al zen nevig ma Sveik Sveika. Sofik tachtav, sofik eda tachtav, sofik be'ayne, sofik be'ratzun. That is the paradigm of Sveik Sveikas. The Shach wrote 55 klali Sveik Sveikas, all trying to figure out that they all have to meet that model of Sveik Sveker. What is a critical component of that model of Sveik Sveker? Both Sveikas are what? They're very similar to one another. Because they're each addressing, is this Gufa Isha Asur or not? You have to be very careful with learning the sugars of Sveik Sveker, because we are walking a tightrope in Sveik Sveker. The Sveikas have to be similar, but not what? Not what? Not identical. If they're identical, then you're up the creek and they have a violation of Sveik Sveker Shemechad, and we can't even begin to go down that route right now. Because it's Thursday afternoon at 2:10. I don't have another day to rely on for this one for this week. So trust me on this one, trust Tysus on this one. If you're the Rambam, you don't trust in this one. But if it's trust Tysus in this one, that we don't want the Sveikas to get too close for comfort. We want a little bit of distance, but not too much. If the Sveikas are in different worlds, then you know what the problem is? They cannot be mitzarif one to another. You don't mitzarif things that are pretty close to one another. You know, they have to be close enough to one another. You know, you want the shidduch to work, they have to come like kind of the same world. Yeah, I get you can have shidduch from strange combinations also, but the odds are, again, I'm not going to say with certainty, but I'm looking around the room here, I wouldn't bet on anyone here marrying the Yerushalmi girl from Eir Sharm. It's a possibility. I wouldn't put money on it. Okay? You know, you have to be close enough a little bit. When both Sveikas are in the goof, that's close. When one Sufik is what? Is in the world of Tarevis, that's like trying to make a shidduch out of two people who just have nothing in common. They don't talk the same language. They don't just come from the same culture, they don't talk the same language, they don't have the same goals, they have nothing, they're mamish, they do with each other. Sveker means a merging, a unifying of two different things. Yeah, they're different. If they're too close, it also doesn't always work. So you have to have a little bit of variety, but not too much of variety. It's hard. That's why Shidduchim is kosher kriyas yam. It's not so simple. My wife shall have to explain to you the whole world out there. It's not so partial. So that's what Sveker is. We have to create the perfect harmony of Shidduchim. To the two Sveikas, not too close, not too far. And therein lies the Chisor of Sveikas, right? If they're just too far from one another, they're different kinds of Sveikas. And there's no common ground between them to join together to create a solution of Sveik Sveika. When one is rooted in the Sufik, is this chicken a treif or not? That's one kind of Shiloh. Whereas, whether or not I have one out of these three eggs is the Yasud. It's a different kind of Shiloh. It's a different world. It's a different Sivan Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, they cannot join and merge together. Zok the Goyim. The din of kol kavua kinechza mechzadom, that the Torah labels this as a suffix, and therefore you have to be machmir. What kind of a suffix is this? Is this similar to a suffix of, like, I have a shayla, whether this chicken, I'm looking at the simon, I don't know whether this chicken was shechted, I don't know whether this is a simon treif or not. Is that the kind of a suffix that it is? Is this a suffix echad beguf when you have a suffix of kavua? Is that a suffix echad beguf? What's the answer? No. Strange as it may sound, the suffix of kavua is much closer in its nature to what? To a suffix of tarovis. It's not a real tarovis, because don't forget, if it would be a real tarovis, then the Rashi already told that it would be ois kavua. But in a certain sense, there are 10 stores. I have a piece of meat, and I'm not sure where this meat came from. I don't have an intrinsic suffix of the meat. It's not like a shechting, I can't figure out whether this hold along is the treifus or not. So something that writes to the chumah. That's not what's going on here. The suffix of kavua is not a suffix of the gufa dova. The suffix of kavua emanates from a picture of multiple items. I can't get clarity on the multiple items that are in front of me. That's called the suffix of tarevus. If the very hearted soul, the very kishkis of kavua, is a different kind of a suffix, it's not a suffix of guf, it's a suffix of tarovus proper, And says the Goyin, what now makes perfect sense? When you have a suffix of kavua gets mixed into a real taravess, that's not called a suffix of a guf suffix. What's that called? That's called beis seikas. You know what? The taravess, which are called, it's a beautiful shidduch mazel tov. They can get married, they live happily ever after because they're in the same culture. They're the same thing. What's the difference? He went to Kibyat, he went to the Chalah, he grew up a teenager, he was a 5,000. What's the difference? Come on. There are a little difference here and there, but come on. It's the same world. Zafte Goyin, just as when you have two sveikas b'guf echad, it's okay, that's Ksubas Taftes. Two sveikas b'guf echad merged together to be a happy marriage, two sveikas in Taravis merged together to be a happy marriage. The marriage that doesn't work is the combination of the guf and the Taravis. They're too far away from one another. And therefore, Zafte Goyin, the difference between Kavur l'chumra and Sofik l'chumra has nothing to do with Chiddush versus Din Ragil. That was the Shach's presentation. According to the Gra, what is the difference? Kavur l'chumra is what? What kind of a Sofik is it? It's a Sofik of what? Fundamentally closer in nature to Sofik b'Taravis. The Sofik l'chumra that I couldn't figure out whether the egg was treif or not was a Sofik b'what? What's the next word?
Guf.
And thereby cannot join together with the second suffix of Taravis to form a Sveik. That's the first akut of the Goyin. But the Goyin completes the picture for us. Says the Goyin, if you learn properly the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, back to Maseches Beitza, the Ri was Mechadish this word of Sofik HaPlut Sofik HaTaravis as being not acceptable. I just presented one reason why, because the two sfeikas don't mesh together. There's a whole different approach in Rishayim. There are two different ways of understanding, maybe more than two different ways, but at least two different ways of understanding wherein lies the chisaron of Sofik HaPlut Sofik HaTaravis. I presented it, it's a chisaron in the tzir of HaSfeikas. That's the longest term we're going to use. It's a chisaron in the tzir of HaSfeikas. The sfeikas can't join hands and therefore can't create a sfeikas. But there's another totally different way of understanding that David was referring to before. We learned Shulya last year in June. There's a radically different way of understanding what the deficiency of Sofik HaPlut Sofik HaTaravis is. It doesn't have to do with the chisaron of its sefer, of the nature of the sefekis. It has to do almost with an artificial time delay in halacha. Namely, sveika means a shayla is this oirer, and the two forces of sveik sveika join hands and immediately approach the shayla kula. That's what a sveik sveika is. But if there's an artificial time delay in halacha, namely, sofik number one comes to try to solve the problem, and what happens to sofik number one? All by itself, it what? It fails. It falls flat on its face. And now, riding in, over the horizon comes what? Sorry. Comes suffix number two. And suffix number two quickly turns to suffix number one and says, what? Get up! Chayz of an air! I can't do it. I can't do it and you can't do it. Let's do it together. Let's hold hands and do it together. Imagine the beauty of this happening. Suffix number two is coming in. Say, please join hands together. And you know what suffix number one says? I'm a dead dog already. I'm done. I'm finished. I don't have any kaych. No oomph left in me anymore. I just got knocked out of the box because I just at kapaskin that sofik is l'chumra. The notion of sveik sveika means the two sveikas join forces immediately together. That enables them to be mitzarif mahakil. But if we had to view it through the lens of halacha, that one sofik enters onto the scene before the second suffix even joins forces, the first suffix is gone, and it's not, for lack of a better term, not chayz of a day. I don't mean that literally, but you understand the motion. Many Rishonim say, therein lies the problem of what? Of suffix yach b'guf, suffix yach b'guf. When you have two sveikas b'guf, like super stuff tests, what happens? The husband walks in the basement and says, my wife is also to me. The basin says, and that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Sveik sveikas, she's muteris. What are two sveikas? What are two sveikas? Who? Bechamon? Sofik tachtos, sofik tachtos, brother. Was there one sofik that entered into our minds before the other? No. means we looked at the woman and we said, you have two things in your favor. Two sages join forces, mutaris. Whenever you have a suffix who goes up with our others, it's not the same time. Obviously, what do you have to do? What do you have to address first? You can't talk about a tarobus unless you know that what? You have a problem.
What things is up?
First, you have to pass in the Sabiyachamugum. And that's bad news for us. You know why? Because once you pass in the Sabiyachamugum, what sock did you give? Treif, you had a pass in also. Now you want to bring back to life that suffix, maybe it's like it wasn't treif, and let's join forces and hold hands or something. And it's done. Finished. Come on. Enoches v'neya. The chisorin in Tzavgav Guzov and Tarobas is not because they're different from one another. That's not the problem. That's not the chisorin. Is the lack of similarity. The chisorin is that they cannot be simultaneous. It's a chisorin zman. That's the problem. Rabbi Natan again is sitting in the corner and saying, I never heard of this. Never heard of any of this. Rabbi Natan learned the Gemara and Beit Tzavgav with no such rule. The Re said, my Rebbe, my uncle, Hail God, Rabbi Natan, there is such a cloud. And let me explain to you the lumdus. We don't know what the Re told Rebbe Natan. It wasn't there. Rebbe was maybe 5 years old, telling his uncle that this is the din. If something got to do it, it doesn't work. We're not sure what nuance the Re worded it. Did some Rishonim present the Re as saying the chisorin is because the two sfeikas are different? And others say the chisorin is because the two sfeikas are not simultaneous. Two nuances. No? Finish the puzzle for me. Rebbe said, finish the story. Zok the Hail Gagoin. What differentiates Kavua v'chumra from Sofik v'chumra is only because one is a Sofik Taros, one is a Sofik v'chumra. Which mahalach does that make sense? That chiluk only makes sense by what? Where does that chiluk make sense? If you're focusing on similarity versus differences, so then you could place the Sufik of Kavua into the category of Tarabis and say, it's close enough to the second Sufik to join forces. But if you really believe, honestly, that the real deficiency of Sufik of Kavua, Sufik of Kavua is what?
Time.
It's time delay. You had a pasuk one before you could open up a discussion for the other. I couldn't care less when you're going to tell me a razzle-dazzle halachic concept and say, Kavua is really a Sufik Tarabis. That's cute. But what? It's still what? It can be tarub to tarub. It's still what? It's still paskin before what? Before the real tarubis happens. I walked into the stores an hour ago, and now it got mixed up. That's a different. The difference is a time delay. You can call it halachically a similar suffix, but it's one after another. So if your focus is on similarity versus differences, then kavua may slip between the cracks and may become a suffix tarubis and join forces and be booked there. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. But if you go down the route of the second chisaron of Safek Yachav, Safek Yachav Rovas, once Safek was Oiska Paskin L'chumra, it's over, it's history. In the case of Kavua, I walked into the stores, I asked the rabbi, what did the rabbi tell me? Oh, sir. And then what happened? Then it got mixed in. How can you tell me that's simultaneous? Obviously the Safek of Kavua was Chal already first. And therefore, according to this, it's not going to be good for us. Not going to be good for the Shulchan Aruch. Because if you go down the second route, the second chisaron in Safek Yachav Guf, Safek Yachav Rovas, that's going to apply equally to what? To what? To the Teshchanus case also. So Shulchan Aruch is only good to differentiate if this difference is only true if you believe in your heart and souls that the deficiency of Safek Yachav Guf, Safek Yachav Rovas is a chisaron of what? A chisaron of siruf chisaf yechad, so to speak. Like one self. But if you go down the route of zman, it's not going to help you. Says the Goyin, read the following. I challenge you, says the Gra. Read the following statement. In the 16th of the Marma Kamas, the Shulchan Aruch is causing us such tzaras for the last day and a half. Rob chanuyos mechus b'sar shchuto miyit mechus b'sar neveva. Lachach b'yachat zem niyadem yezal nochach. When the sar b'yachay yishen ikeres b'tel b'rob shum sveik sveika. Shulchan Aruch said that this is a good sveik sveika against what he said in the other case. Zok the Ramo v'yesh ostrim b'chay gavna. Says the Ramo, no. No. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah is easy to understand. The Ramah is a sin. So what did the Ramah just say? What did the Ramah say by Yeshua Shrin? That's the same. Same way the Re disqualified a Safgach Maguf Safgach Terobes, so too the Re also disqualified a Kavush and a Sarif. Yeshua Aruch differentiated. What does the Ramah do? Crosses out the line. The Ramah says the same thing. Why do you think the Ramah said it's the same thing? Why do you think that the Ramah held that the Shulchan Aruch's distinction is not right? What led the Ramah to say that, no, if the Re'ah said by Safgach Maguf Safgach Terobes, he's going to ask myself a kavuah. So why do you think? Because in his heart and soul, the Ramah held the real deficiency of Safgach Maguf Safgach Terobes is the Zman issue, and that Zman issue is plaguing me here as well. And says the Gemara, just in case you don't believe me, read the Ramah. The Ramah in the 15th, Mar Mikomos. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the original din of the Re of being a problem, listen to it. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch at the end of 15. The original source of the Re. Sofik treifet shesarav yacheres kun asurus atche behetki levat leser shekeven shesofik original hay begufo eva tir misveit sveiter. So the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes the fact that it's a gufo versus tarobes. Listen to how the Ramah explains the Re. V'yesh oimrim atam, the osur, ho v'asafik u'isim idaraisa, v'lo nuchal loimer oit safik sh'ein kan isur, rak sh'in isai b'chir, v'mik v'sfek sfek v'yosur. What did the Ramah just say? What did the Ramah just describe? The Ramah just said time. The Ramah said, you just told me it's osur al sfek idaraisa l'chumah, you just paskened osur, how can you turn around a minute later and say, oh yeah, by the way, maybe it's mutter. Once you say the magic word also, the game's over. That is the case. The dog, it's dead. It's done. Finish. Gemarnu. The Suffolk effort is out to lunch. It's done. Never to be revived. The Ramah in Maramakam number 15, who said that the chisaron of Suffolk is the chisaron of time, Lishitosa in Maramakam number 16, disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and says that that deficiency of Safgach applies even to the Safgach of Kavua. It's only the Shulchan Aruch in Maramacham number 15 who thought that the deficiency of Safgach was the Chisaron of Siruf, because they're too different, was willing to say that they're not all that different when the Safgach is a Safgach of Kavua l'chumra. So the Gaon Ramish Baruch Kodesh explains to us, not only does he give Taitz in Shulchan Aruch, but he has the added advantage of explaining Taka why the Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch machlokes the Mechaber in the Ramah, whether Safek Kavua L'Chumra can become a Sveik Sveika, is really rooted in what the Chisaron of Safek Torah is all about from day one. So the Gemara finishes the picture of the Torah. So Rabbi says, what do we have? What do we accomplish since the beginning of the week? Wow. Hopefully a lot of things, right? A lot of stuff flying around. We didn't even learn a word in the Gemara. Mamash, not one word in the Gemara the entire week. We just, symbolically kept that Gemara open just to remind us. We read it twice. Gemara says, Biddle doesn't work because it's a Dabra Chasha, right? The barrier, the pole, whatever it is, Biddle doesn't work. Chasha said, hey, wait a second, what happened to Kavua? So we said, wait a second, Kavua. Does Kavua work by Tarobasim, not work by Tarobasim, Tosis and Rashbaz and Maisalach and all the Torahs at the beginning of the week? And then we introduced him to this factor. Tosis said, even a Pirish can be proud. Shemikach ben Kavua. He said, oh, Shemikach ben Kavua, really? It's such a Gezeira. From ben Atam and the Rashbaz and the Rosh and the Re'er. And then that led us right smack into the world of the Ran. And once we entered into the world of the Ran, that we were introduced to the Ran's very unique way of reading himself in Bates, that became very helpful, according to Bach, very, very helpful in explaining all the steers in Shulchan Aruch. But in passing, we had to explain what the steers are, so we had to digress and learn a little bit about Safgach Maguf Safgach Terobes. It's always a nice thing to learn, Beit Zedek Gimel. Once we had the Bach's Teretz, and we realized that that's not the majority of Yerushalayim Rishonim, we went searching for other Teretzim. In the process of searching for other Teretzim, we discovered two unbelievable things. We understood that the goal has to be to somehow break down the connection between these two Safgachs, which the Shach led us down the path of Chiddush Hu to show us why they're so different. And then the Gra went ahead and said, no, the focus is not so much on Kavua. The real focus has to be on as to what was the problem in the first place. Why was this a Chisaron in the first place? Which introduced us to two very, very different approaches, which led us to down two paths, which ultimately comes back to explain the Mechaz B'chav and Yerubo. Right? Everyone got it? Very simple sugya, a couple of pieces, moving pieces here and there. We learned the Tosis. Baruch Hashem, we've seen him on the Tosis. Not even really, because we didn't even get to the answer. Beri Yashami, which is the Dira Mask of the Tosis.
How does the Bach read the Shulchan
Aruch? I don't know. The Bach is not Mechur to read the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach is trying to explain why the two Dirim are the same. The Bach is a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch. He's willing to say he's against Shulchan. That doesn't bother him. But he's not going to be against Rishonim. Okay, Baisa, good. Yeah.
What's the reason why we're saying that we have to make sure the speakers can't be too similar?
We wonder why Shem Mechitz is a problem. Oh, come on, that's not fair. We gotta go back to Shul Dafin Aleph. That was all Jews bound last year. Okay, another time, another place, maybe. Yeah.
During the shop that finished was
only said. If it's mamish, that case, nothing more, nothing less.
Why do you even need a six figure?
Once you get out of, once you get out of, you don't
need a six figure. You don't
need a six figure. It's not a six figure. Six figure doesn't. No, but you need. You don't need a halachic six factor. You need. You have to add something to this. It does not
really
be a
six factor, but now it's harov. That's the looks right.
Of right. Yeah, it's good. It's different. It's definitely not isadi and mamish. Okay, good. I want some chumash for a minute. Okay, get the recorders going on the chumash.